Don Ash, Wisconsin.
All right. Wisconsin. All right, finally, someone from Wisconsin. All right, way to go.
Who are
you with us today? Washington, welcome. We got about 30 seconds to go. Is you getting on? State your name and the city and state you're calling in from.
Darian Paul from Pennsylvania.
All right, welcome from Pennsylvania. Beautiful. Got about 20 seconds. Who else hasn't said hello? State your name and the city and state you're calling in from. All right, welcome. Well, we got about 15 seconds to go, so as you're getting on the line, state your name and the city you're calling in from. Guys, I've got 8 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Pacific, so we're going to get the call started. We're going to get it muted. Hold 1 second.
All callers are muted and may...
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Eddie Freeman, and I was speaking to you live this morning from the little town of Petaluma, California. I'm in the midst of a long road trip, and I am excited. I got to tell you, as I'm seeing things happen around the United States here and watching all these people advance through the ranks, it's just one of the most, it is the most exciting time in business in my life that I have ever had. And I'm excited about today's call. I want to make a couple of announcements. Just so you'll know, my road trip over the next few weeks, in no particular order, is San Diego, California, San Gabriel, California, Orange County, California, Eugene, Oregon, Provo, Utah, St. George, Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah, Greensboro, North Carolina, Las Vegas, Nevada, Ashland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Tucson, Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, Scranton, Pennsylvania, and city and state coming near to you in the near future. All right, well, I want to make a couple of announcements. I believe that the more tools we have, the better it is, because I think I'm certain that every tool that we have that we use is a belief-building tool, and that's what this business is all about. And so one thing is going to happen this Thursday night, and those of you on this call are the first people hearing about this, and eventually I guess we'll make an announcement, but Thursday night at 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. Eastern time, we're going to do a live nationwide teleconference call. It's the first one we've done in quite some time. It's going to be on this number with the same code, but it's going to be a little different than you're used to hearing. Now, number one, it's going to be about 20 minutes long, and this is going to be great for your prospects. I'm going to do a 3 or 4 minute overview at the very beginning, but then you're going to hear from 14 people from all walks of life. You're going to hear from people in the real estate business, in the mortgage business, school teachers, professional singers, people that own salons, people that have been in the computer business, financial planners. You're going to hear this, and what I really am looking for, obviously, is in these times and this poor economy, is that your guest will be able to hear, wow, there's other people in the real estate business, and there's people in the mortgage business. Wow, here's the COO of a large steakhouse company, and all these people are involved, they're excited, they're happy. Now, the reason this is, I think, going to be a very strong tool for you is the call will be recorded, and, of course, you'll be able to get to it over at xfuseevents.com or right where you listen to these calls. And I think it'll be a wonderful call for another belief-building call, maybe not as a first or second exposure, but certainly as one of the three exposures, or could be more than that. Another thing I want to talk to you about is another tool that it's going to be my Valentine's Day gift to all of you. I was in another network marketing company, and I did very well there. And one of the tools I created for that company was a website, and the website was themechanicsofwealth.com. Now, it will not be ready. Don't even look for it before Valentine's Day, after our Valentine's Day call. Okay, there's nothing up there yet, but let me tell you what will be there. As I travel around the United States, wherever I go, I get requests, Eddie, I want your PowerPoint presentation. I want your PowerPoint presentation. Okay, so what's going to happen is there will be a 27-minute PowerPoint presentation on the mechanics of wealth. Also, there will be my entire presentation without the voice. And so you'll be able to download it if you want just some of the pictures that I'm using. I went through compliance, and I have to just change a few of the slides, because when you're going on the Internet, for any of you that have websites, you don't have to be compliant simply in the United States anymore. You have to make sure you're compliant in Canada and Japan and in all these other countries we're opening. And so Bobby Martin, who's the head of compliance, told me exactly what I could and could not say. She actually has given me her suggestions for the changes of the slides. Those will be up there. I'm actually recording it in Utah on the 11th that day, and it will be completely up there on the 14th. Now, the other thing, and by the way, it will have a stop-start feature, so if somebody is listening to it, they'll be able, if their telephone rings, they can pause it, go back to it. You'll be able to email it to people. Eventually, I will have it translated into at least 3 different languages, so you'll be able to click here for English, here for Mandarin, you know, here for Spanish, here for French. And that should all be, you're going to have to give me another month on top of that, but I want it to get out right away, just the PowerPoint presentation, so you can use it as part of a 3-step system. The other thing that's going to be on there are a few different trainings. And these trainings, I did a How to Get Started training that actually it was so funny. I did it January 3rd, and about an hour later, Paul Morris emailed me, and what he did was he took the training that I did and just wrote it out and put the bullet points, and it's beautiful. So that will be there with words and music, so to speak. You'll be able to read along and listen at the same time. Also, a 3-step system will be there with words and music. And then the system that's been working so well for people like Jeff Bracken and others will be up there also. So, again, I'll have the PowerPoint done by Valentine's Day. The trainings, et cetera, could take another couple of weeks, but I'm going to do my best to make it as simple as possible for people to not have any excuses, for people to feel comfortable doing the business. As we bring in the COOs of the world and the people in the mortgage business and lawyers and doctors, one of the things that's important that we do is create a situation where they become very comfortable exposing the business to others. And so because of that, what I want to talk to you about today is that we heard last week on an incredible system that is working fabulously well, especially if people live, you know, within an hour of you. What I'm going to talk about today is another system. And by the way, you know me, quite frankly, as long as you have a system, I don't care what you're using, whatever works, I'm all for it. I don't care if it makes sense to me, it doesn't make sense to me. You know, one of the top money earners that I know in network marketing, the first time I saw him and watched him, I wasn't thinking this is the most powerful man I've ever seen in network marketing. And now I can say beyond a shadow of a doubt that, you know what, I don't know anybody more powerful than Keith Hulls in network marketing. And yet here he is in our last network marketing company where there were half a dozen professional network marketers that has made 6 figures a month before, and this guy comes on and blows everybody away, makes twice as much as everybody else, and I'm sitting there, how does he do it? So for me, whether it makes sense, it doesn't make sense. I'm all for whatever is going to work. And what you'll do is you'll find a comfortable niche for you, and then you'll slide into it. Now, I've talked about a 3-step system before, and what I want to talk to you now about are the tools and maybe what order you should use them in. One of the things we have is a 5-minute pre-recorded message. And I recorded that, I don't know, about a week and a half ago. A lot of thought went into it. I believe that the content in that 5-minute message is the strongest that I've ever written in my 18 years doing these sizzle calls in network marketing. Now, there isn't any one of the tools I'm going to describe today that is meant for people to say, wow, that's it, I'm in. Sponsoring people in the industry, especially if it's going to be long distance or the walking and talking market, is often a process. And I call it a 3-step system. It could take 4 steps. It could take 5. It could take 9 steps. The point is, I want to be able to go through some of these steps with you this morning and tell you what we've got available to you. The 5-minute message, to me, is a wonderful first-time exposure. Okay, that is primarily what it's meant for. Now, we also have the Journey DVD, the company video. I believe that the Journey DVD is a wonderful first exposure. It's also a wonderful second exposure if they've listened to something else first. So maybe they've listened to the 5-minute message first, and then they go to the Journey DVD. Another tool that we have that I am very fond of is the CD, The Mechanics of Wealth. And by the way, the Journey DVD you can buy for $1.25 a piece in packages of 100. The Mechanics of Wealth CD are $1 a piece in packages of 100. And again, I want people to know that even though I'm the voice on the CD of The Mechanics of Wealth, I'm the author, I promise you I'm not hawking this. I don't make any money. 100% of the profits on that CD goes to Viva Kids. So I wanted to be able to, you know, do a couple things, help Viva Kids, and at the same time be able to talk about a tool that I created with people knowing I don't have a hidden agenda. I don't make any money on it. I believe that The Mechanics of Wealth is an exceptional first exposure or a second exposure. And I'll come back and tell you what I mean, you know, how you use it as a second exposure. We also will have themechanicsofwealth.com. Again, it's themechanicsofwealth.com, and that will have a 27-minute overview. I think that is a very strong first or second exposure. Now, we do webinars, and I know the company does one with Mark Barrett every Tuesday night. I know some other distributors are doing their own webinars throughout, you know, different periods of the day. Those usually last about a half hour. I think a webinar is a wonderful first exposure or a second exposure. And then, of course, we've got the magazine. Now, the magazine, I think that is a combination. The way I use the magazine is on a face-to-face basis, and I'm only going to give the magazine, excuse me, to my best and brightest prospects. And the reason for that is it's $4-5 a piece, and I don't want to just give them away like they're candy. However, the way I like to use the magazine is I can sit there, you know, talk, maybe give a 3 to 5 minute overview. They can see faces of Rick Cotton and Don Cotton and Paul Morris and Peter Hammer, and you get to see top distributors like Stephen Malin Campbell and the Vent Camps and Randy Heaton and Keith Halls and, you know, all the up-and-coming people that are in there as well, Carla Corsami and Mark Barrett, and there's so many, you know, incredible people in there. And then you can use that as a three-step system by itself, where step one is the magazine, and then you say to them, you know, do you have a CD player in your automobile? You know, there's a CD in here that runs 18 minutes. Listen to the CD on the ride home, and then when you get home, watch the Journey DVD. So that will be step two, and then, of course, step three would be a three-way call. We also have a one-on-one presentation. There's another way you can expose the business. I think a one-on-one presentation is an incredible first exposure. And, of course, if you've got – once I get the mechanicsofwealth.com up there, then you could literally sit with somebody on a one-on-one basis, have them always taste the product, just like with the magazine. Whenever you're face-to-face with people, make sure you get product in the hand right away. They've got to taste that product immediately. On the one-on-one, if you're uncomfortable doing a presentation, all you need to do is either A, pop in the Journey DVD, or B, go right to themechanicsofwealth.com and either use the narrated version, which will take 27 minutes, or the non-narrated version, and you just put your own words, and you can skip through those slides if you want, et cetera, and so on. But, again, this would be a nice way of doing a one-on-one presentation. Another thing that I am going to do, by the way, on themechanicsofwealth.com, I'm going to have somebody transcribe my 27-minute overview. And then what you can do, and I'll put it on there somewhere so that people can't see it, but you can. And then what you could do is if you want to do your own situation where you make every slide, you know, you put on a, I forget what they call it, a flip chart. And on the front of the flip chart, it's facing your prospect. On the back of the flip chart, of course, can be simply, you know, the words that I'm saying, and you could actually read right off the chart if you want to, you know, if you want to get ingenious. I'm also going to put on there, by the way, what I do in a 10-minute face-to-face overview on a one-on-one. So you could use that as a one-on-one. Now, of course, we talked last week with Jeff Bracken about what they call a drop-by, which is a form of a three-on-one presentation when you're going there with maybe someone in your upline, maybe two people in your upline, maybe one person in your upline and one person in your downline. This is a wonderful, wonderful first exposure, especially if the people are local to you. Now, of course, we also have business opportunity meetings. Now, my feeling on a business opportunity meeting is my best use of a biz op meeting in my life has actually been as a third exposure. They've already listened to something, watched something, and then they come to the meeting and they sign into the business because now they're just waiting to get closed. If you're using it as a first exposure, which many people do, I'm not saying it's bad, But more often than not, people will hear a presentation, no matter who does it or how wonderful it is, they're going to say, it sounds great, you know, I really need to think about it. And then, of course, you're going to have to overcome that. So, but the business office is a very powerful tool that we have. Now, of course, we have the XFuse website. And, of course, you're going to want to send somebody to an XFuse website. To me, I like it better as a second or a third exposure rather than a first exposure. For me, if Steve Campbell and Malin had sent me to the website first, I may not be here right now. I don't know. I think it's very powerful in its place because there you can hear about the product. You can see what Malin did on the comp plan about the pod training. And so as a second or third exposure, that's very powerful. And last but not least, a very powerful tool, what could be the most powerful of all, is the three-way conference call. And for me, the three-way call, you can use that as a first exposure. I'm a little uncomfortable with it myself as a first exposure. I like it as a third exposure. I like it where first they've listened to something, then maybe watched something, and then bingo, set up a three-way call. So now let me go back to all these tools and give you, you know, a couple of ways you can use them. And by the way, what I'm saying now, all of this will be on a website within a couple of weeks. I'll have it entitled The Three-Step System. I'll do it a little better than I'm doing it right now. I'll have everything written out in front of me instead of, you know, going by memory. But real quickly, let's assume that you're using the 5-minute message as your first exposure. To me, after that, as a second exposure, obviously the website is great, or the Mechanics of Wealth website is great, or a webinar is great, or the Journey DVD is great, or the Mechanics of Wealth CD is a great second exposure. And then if you're doing either of those as a second exposure, your third exposure should either be, in my opinion, either a business opportunity meeting or a three-way call with your upline. So maybe step one is the 5-minute message, step two is the website, step three is a follow-up three-way call with your upline. The Mechanics of Wealth CD. To me, if you are out and about, if I don't have Mechanics of Wealth CD with me, I feel like I'm naked. I'm not kidding. Because what am I going to do? See, I'm not going to hand somebody a business card. Because if I give them only a business card, I don't care what's in that business card. I could have a website on there. I could have a 5-minute message on there. You know, I could have anything on there. The point is, they're not going to just go to the website. And then you're using the website as the first exposure. They're not even going to call the 5-minute message, in all honesty. What they're going to do is lose the card. And then you call them back a couple of days later for follow-up, and, gee, I haven't had a chance to look at it, and I've lost your card. Okay? So the Mechanics of Wealth is a CD. You put it directly into their hand. You ask them, do you have a CD player in your automobile? As you're shaking your head up and down. I mean, you can get, I promise you, I could go into any state in the United States of America, and the only people I know in every one of these states are you, people that are already involved in XFuse. You just give me a Mechanics of Wealth CD and watch out. I'll sponsor 10 people that month. I know I will, because I'm going to hand these things out. I'll hand out 100 of them, and I'll sponsor 10 people. I mean, it really is that simple as long as you follow up correctly. The Mechanics of Wealth has another value other than a first exposure. And by the way, if you're using the Mechanics of Wealth as a first exposure, the Journey DVD is a great second exposure. The Mechanics of Wealth website will be a great second exposure. Imagine that, you know, they get a CD, the Mechanics of Wealth, then they go to the mechanicsofwealth.com, which is a 27-minute overview, and then you do a follow-up three-way call with your upline. How powerful is that? Or maybe I'm in your city doing an opportunity meeting, and step three is the opportunity meeting with the guy that did the CD. You know, it's a slam dunk. I mean, the bottom line is if I'm personally doing the follow-up three-way call on the Mechanics of Wealth CD, it's a slam dunk. It's a slam dunk. I'm not 100%, not even close, but more people sign up than don't sign up. Now, another one you can use is the Journey DVD. Now, of course, you can use that as a first exposure. Often when you're doing these drop-bys, that's the first thing that is done is, you know, you're going right into the Journey DVD, watching that, speaking a little bit, and I think if you – I was going to tell you one more thing about the Mechanics of Wealth, a positive way for it. If you're using the business opportunity meeting as step one, then the Mechanics of Wealth and or the Journey video or the best of all would be the magazine would be a powerful, powerful step two. And then, of course, step three is a follow-up call with your upline. That's another use of it. And it's the same thing with the Journey DVD. If you're using it as step one, you know, people – you can literally sit with somebody, put it in your computer, or if you're at somebody's home – you know, put it in a DVD player or whatever, and that can be step one. you can use any of the step twos, you know, the webinar, the Mechanics of Wealth website, the CD, the XFuse website as step two, and then step three can, of course, be the three-way call or the opportunity meeting. If you're using the Mechanics of Wealth website as step one, then I think step two, the most logical step two for that, would be the XFuse website followed by a three-way call. If you're using a webinar as step one, I think a great step two to a webinar is the XFuse website. Again, this is, you know, if you're with them, then if you can hand them the magazine or the DVD or the CD, it's wonderful. But if they're long distance, if a webinar is step one, the most logical step two to me would be the website. Again, the magazine, as I mentioned before, that's a one-shot deal, so to speak. You can literally use the magazine. And again, as I said before, you give them the magazine, listen to the CD on the ride home, watch the DVD when you get home, and then do a follow-up three-way call. Or maybe they want to see a full-blown presentation, at which point you can get them on a webinar, or you can get them on the Mechanics of Wealth website. A one-on-one presentation, if you're using that for step one, depending on what you do for step one, if you're doing it on your own, or maybe you're using the Mechanics of Wealth website, or maybe you've made a little flip chart, then I think a great step two is either the magazine or the CD or the DVD, and, of course, lead them to step three, which is an opportunity meeting or a website. And then, of course, you know, we talked in depth last week about those drop-bys where it's just all in one, where they've got product, you know, they're watching the movie, they're listening to a quick little presentation, and more often than not, they seem to be signing up. If you're using the business opportunity as the first exposure, as I said before, you're going to need a second exposure more often than not, in which case I would hand them the magazine if they're a real strong prospect, or the Mechanics of Wealth CD, the Journey DVD, followed by a three-way call coming home. And then, of course, if you're using the XFuse website, well, again, that was more of a second exposure, and the three-way call is more of a third. But this is how I see it happening. Now, remember, it's a process. They may not sign up. You may have them listen to a five-minute message, go to a website, and now it's a follow-up three-way call. Well, maybe they're not ready to get signed up yet. Good. So now use another belief-building tool. You know, send them to the Mechanics of Wealth website or a webinar followed by step five, a three-way call. The key is it does not matter what you use as a first exposure. I wish I could give you that magic combination that you could put together and say, yes, this is the combination. This is the way it's going to work the best. There is no the best. They all work. Your biggest key is to go to step one as often as you can on a daily, daily basis. You never want to stop recruiting. As a matter of fact, I was actually home for 5 days in a row. I sponsored two people last week and one person this week already because I was actually home for 5 days in a row and I had a little more time to do that. Now, here's a guy that's been in the company for a year and I'm still out recruiting people. And so it's important for you to recruit people. Get to step one as often as you can with as many people as you can because this industry of network marketing has never been better. There will never be a period in our history other than right now where network marketing will thrive more. And yet you look at that and there's one company within that industry that has grown that I know of 12 months in a row through the rough months of November, through the rough months of December. We are the company that makes sense. Everything about our company is based on common sense. It's based on logic. How many people that I've recruited, especially professional network marketers, when I explain our product, they always say the same thing. Wow, why didn't I think of that? Or how come somebody didn't think of that before? Well, you know what? We did think of it. Rick and Don Cotton thought of it. And because they thought of it, and instead of selling it through stores, which they easily could have done, they instead created an opportunity for hundreds, thousands, perhaps millions of individuals over the years to do something with their lives. Folks, the economy is grim. I know professional people that are strong individuals that are out looking for work. You know, one of the things that Jeff Bracken said last week that has just carried with me is the fact that, you know, he doesn't know anybody doing better financially today than they were 2 years ago. And I thought about that and put a smile on my face because, you know what? Steve Campbell is doing better today than he was doing 2 years ago. Lynn Campbell is doing better today than she was doing 2 years ago. Randy Heaton's doing better today than he was doing 2 years ago. Jeff Bracken is doing better today than he was 2 years ago. I'm doing better today than I was 2 years ago. And many, many other people in our company are doing better today than they were doing 2 years ago. Do you know why? Because they're here. Now, the sight, the vision that Rick and Don had to put this together is amazing. But even they, as good as they are, could not have dreamt of the scenario of what's happened here with the economy, which is making it so that anybody that comes into this program, if they go to work, can achieve whatever they're looking for. You have to remember, it's not a six-month program. You're hearing some great successes of people that are reaching these milestones in 3 months and 2 months and a month and a half. And I love those people. I'm thrilled for those people. But to me, what's really going to make this company are the people that have been in, like so many of you on this call. You've been in for a year. You're not reaching your financial goals. I was on the phone yesterday with a guy, and this guy is making already, I won't give you the exact number he's making, but it's a low four figures a week. And, you know, he's a little, oh, man, I wish I was making more. I said, well, I wish you were making more, too, and you will. But if you're making four figures a week in this economy, you know, in this business, and you've been in it for less than a year, I mean, come on. That's huge. You know, I just look at where I've done in network marketing, and at the end of 2 years in network marketing, I was making a little over $2,000 a month, and I was spending almost half of that, you know, just to make it. And here I am all these years later. I've been able to put, you know, my son through college, both of my sons through college, get them automobiles, you know, get them places to live, supplement, help so many people financially around the United States that I never would have been able to do, you know, without network marketing. But this, what we've got here, I mean, for a guy like Paul Morris to come out of retirement, I mean, I want you to think about that. If you notice that when I talk about the story, you know, here's a guy whose belief level was so strong, you know, he was in retirement. He didn't need to make any more money. He already had residuals coming on board. But his belief level was so strong. He didn't just come out of retirement, you know, to take a corporate position. He invested his own money in this company. Well, anybody that knows Paul, you know right away, this is not a stupid man. Why would he do something like that? You've heard Lawrence Taylor say that on more than one occasion that he's been to Super Bowls, he's been to Pro Bowls, he's been to the bowl games in college. This is the biggest thing he will ever have been involved with. You hear people like the Jeff Brackens of the world who have been so successful in real life coming on board with us more excited about this than at anything he's done in his life. I listen to Keith Halls, and the one thing that I get out of Keith, you know, for those of you that don't know exactly who Keith is, he was one of the original seven founders of a billion-dollar network marketing company. And when he broke away from that company, I think it was around 2001 or something like that, when he broke away from that company, it left him in a financial situation where if Keith didn't work another day the rest of his life, he, his children, and his grandchildren would do well. And considering he's from Utah, you know, that's a lot of people, okay? But the thing is, Keith is not doing this business because he has to do the business. Keith is doing this business because he loves this business. How many times I'm on the phone with Keith, and as hard as he's working, flying from country to country, from city to city within that country, and, you know, 12-hour time differences and not seeing his family for weeks at a time, he always says the same thing, Eddie, this is so much fun. I'm having so much fun. How does anybody think I can fly from city to city to city to city to city? I mean, I think I slept in my own bed maybe 50 nights last year, and this year will be less. And you know what? I love this business. How fortunate we are to have this company. It is, for me, and I we're coming to the close here, and then I'll open up for some questions. But for me, when I was in that last company, and I did so well, and then some things happened within the company to make it not so well, and it broke my heart because I thought that would be my legacy. And I said, wow, it took me all these years in network marketing to find the right company, and then 4 years later I found out that it wasn't, that it was run into the ground, and I was so disillusioned. How do you ever find a first company, let alone a second company? And I know that we are all blessed. Now, we all have 24 hours in a day. So why are some people doing so much better than others? We all have 24 hours in a day. I don't watch television anymore. I am a big sports fan. And yet, you can count on the fingers of one hand how many games I've watched in the last 11 months. And usually, I'm watching them. Either I have recorded them in my house, or my son has recorded them for me, or it's a late coast game and I'm on the East Coast and I'm sitting in my bed at 1 o'clock in the morning watching a TV show. It's because this is what we have now. We're never going to get back yesterday. We're never going to get back today. And today is the time. Remember, a lot of you that think, I wish I started when you did, Eddie, 11 months ago, almost 12 months ago, and coming up on 12 months real soon, I didn't have one tool to work with. We didn't have a five-minute message. We didn't have CDs, DVDs. We certainly didn't have webinars or websites like that we have today. We didn't have magazines. We didn't have anything like that. The XU's website then versus today, you know, if you saw the original one versus today, you'd say, wow, how did you guys do what you did? Because 12 months ago, Stephen and Lynn Campbell were visionaries, just as Rick Cotton had been and Paul Morris and Don before them. And they called me, and I flew out, and there were 20-something other people in the room the same day that I was in that room. We all had a lot of those people signed up into the business. I think most of them did. And yet, there are very few, if any, that are still actively working the business. Yet here I am, sitting on top of the world. Why? Is it because I'm better than those people? No. There were professional people in that room that day that have made more money than I have in the industry of network marketing. Okay, the difference between what I was and what they were is they signed up for the wrong reason. I came in because I caught the vision. You are here right now giving up a Saturday morning, a half hour of your busy time, because you have all caught the vision. And now all you need to do is do what I did. And all I did was contact person after person after person after person without any of the tools that you have. I could not say to that person that we have grown 12 months in a row, because we hadn't. We were just getting started. When I was signing people up, we didn't even have the website up to sign people up. I was getting people's names, addresses, and phone numbers and credit cards on a piece of paper. Okay? We had nothing but the people that had a vision. And I look, and down the road, Keith Halls had a vision, and Greg and Krista Van Camp had a vision, and Randy Heaton had a vision, and Jeff Bracken had a vision. And now person after person, as you're seeing people coming up the ranks, have that vision. All you need to do is go out and expose this business to as many people as you can. Don't get discouraged. You just keep doing it. I don't make too many promises. Because I'm a father, and I know what can happen when you make a promise. I'm going to take you guys to the beach today, and then it rains. But, Dad, you said, you know what? I promise you, you go to step one as many times as you can every single day, even when you think you're too tired to do it, even when three people in a row have said no to you. You go out there and do that, and anything can happen for you. When I got started, I got to tell you something. I wasn't in a good way mentally. I wasn't in a good way physically. And wow, what a difference a year has made. Anyway, I love you guys so much. You have no idea, and I can't wait to see as I travel. If you want, if anybody has any questions in regards to any of these tools, just hit *6 and you'll be able to unmute yourself and ask me a quick question. All right, well, it seems like we're okay then. With that, everybody, again, I appreciate you, love you, and...
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Thanks, Eddie.
Hello.
Bye, Eddie.
Bye, Eddie.
Bye, Eddie.
Bye, Eddie.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Eddie.
Eddie, I have a question.
Oh.
Eddie, I have a question.
Oh, gosh, hold on. Okay, I don't know if we'll be able to hear it on the background noise, but hit me with it.
Where do I go to look at or listen to the CDs, like the CDs that you were talking about giving away? Where do I go to listen to that?
Well, you buy them from the company.
But where do I go to buy them from the company? I couldn't find them. I've been looking for them.
Where do you go? Okay.
This is Julie Shaw.
Hey, Julie. You know, I they're in the back office. They're somewhere, maybe under tools or something.
I looked, and I couldn't find it. I will go back because I was looking, and I couldn't find them.
Call customer service.
All right, just call customer service about yours. All right.
Sure. They'll give you the information.
Okay. All right.
Like I said, I don't know. I usually call the company, and they kind of do it for me. I'm trying to go quickly in here to figure out where you go. But, I mean, they're in there somewhere, and my guess is they're somewhere under tools or something like that. I know
www.excuse.com. Excusegear.com.
What is it?
Excusegear.com.
Gear?
EXFUZEGEAR.com.
Yeah, when you open up your website, it says right there on the top, one of them says gear.com. You click on that, and then because that's just what I did, and then there's the magazine up there. It's in here somewhere.
Hold on a second. I just logged in, and I'm trying to get back in, okay.
There'll be four little thingies on the top, and Rob should stop. We're recording now.
Oh. All right, bye.
Oh, but do you see them?
No,
really?
I don't. No,
okay.
I don't.
Do
I have to go back and look.
Excuse gear.
Oh, I see it now. I see it now. I see it now.
Click
okay, got it.
Excuse gear, and then click on the tools, and there it is, clear as day, the mechanics of wealth. And then you can buy them in quantities of 10, 50, and 100. And 100 is the way to go. You buy 100 of them for $100.
Right.
If you buy 50 of them, it's $1.50 a piece. Okay? Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Eddie.
Hello.
Eddie.